Hey everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to The Purpose Lab. And those of you who are new to the channel, what The Purpose Lab is I'm on a mission, my company is on a mission to interview the world's most successful failures. People who understand that they had to fail because failure meant they were trying. So they had to fail in order to receive the success that they're currently having. So failure isn't the end all. Failure is a way that we learn information in order to gather that information, learn the lesson, and then keep it moving. And so I'm excited. I know I said that on the last episode, which was the first episode of season three. And I know this is the second episode of season three. But once again, I want to just thank you for continuing to hang in there. Because that's what the company is on a mission to do, to interview the world's most successful failures. So let's talk about what this particular session is about. So last time I talked about the importance of the foundation. And with the foundation, I talked about words and I talked about thoughts. I talked about the importance, just a little recap of the last podcast. The words that we speak about what we think is possible. And I told you the story about my son and how my son, I told him, we don't use the word can't, because can't tells you and allows your mind to stop trying. So can't, we don't use it. So that's the words. What words are you putting out there? Because the words that you put out there, you're either cursing or you're either telling yourself what's possible. Because the thoughts, because everything on this planet was a thought. It was once a thought and became a thing. It became a thing because that person who had that thought continued to take the action steps to make it happen, regardless of what people may have said, regardless of what they may have thought. They said that I'm passionate about this, that I know this is my purpose. I know this is what I'm supposed to do on this planet. So they made it happen. So that's what we talked about last time as part of that foundation, was words and thoughts. So I want to give you the third piece for the foundation. And the third piece, and I wanted to spend a little bit more time on it, is relationships. So words, thoughts, relationships. Now, here's why relationships is so important. Because a lot of times, the relationships that we have with people, situations, and things will dictate how far we think we can go in life. Here's what I mean by that. When we were a child, we were getting information from different people, from our environment, from our family. We were getting different information, and that was developing who we were going to become. So the relationship that we had with them was a trustworthy relationship, trusting that what they're telling us, what they're saying to us, was true. And here's the reality of it. It was true for them. It was true for what they knew about the world that they lived in. But here's the reality is that may not be true for your journey, because all of us are on a journey. We're running a race. And the thing that I always tell people is we have to be careful about our journey, because a lot of times we're participating in other people's journey and that journey wasn't our journey. So we'll wind up at their destination, not the destination that was made for us. So that's why relationships becomes vitally important. So the relationship that we have with others, the relationships that we have with situations, with things. And the reason why I say the relationship with others is because, just like I just alluded to, they're giving you information based on their journey. So people, what about situations? What's the relationship that we have with situations? The situations that we're all going to go through, whether we take it as negative or whether we take it as an opportunity for us to learn something from. Remember last episode I talked about, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. So being able to learn a lesson from it so you can grow from it, so you can go to that next level. So the people, the situations, and then the things that occur in our life. What is our relationship with it? What is our relationship with those things that happen to us that it really hurt us? And I'm not trying to minimize anything that any of us have been through, because some people have went through some things that have shaped and some things that they have experienced a lot of trauma from. So I'm not trying to demean any of that. But what I'm saying is, what's the relationship with it? Because that relationship with that situation will either have power over you until you take the power from it, and it'll keep you at a position that's lower than you deserve. That's the reality of it. And the thing about this thing called time isn't waiting. Time is continuing to go on, whether we get it or we don't, whether we grow from it or we don't, whether we heal from it or we don't. Time is still continuing on. So that's what we have to realize when it becomes the thing that keeps us at a position that's lower than we deserve. We have to understand and realize that we don't deserve to be in that type of position. We don't deserve to allow, and we shouldn't allow people, situations, and things to have that much power over us, because what has power over us will rule us. I said it. What has power over us is the ruler of us. So I'm real into the health thing, right? And I'm into the health thing because the older I get, the more I understand how important health is, the more I understand about the importance of eating, right? And what we're putting in our mind. And so the different things that we eat, it affects us one way or another. It might not affect us right then if I eat that donut, but as I continue to eat it, it does affect me. The sugar, all the different things we know about, that's a different episode later on in the season. But what's the relationship? What's the relationship that we're having with those things that we're allowing to have power over us, that's not getting us and allowing us to be all that we know we deserve to be on this planet? That's how deep relationships are. Relationships are based on what we allow to be in relationship with us. So you got to ask yourself, what am I allowing to have power over me? Who am I allowing to have power over me? What situation affected me in a way where it continues to affect me to this day and doesn't give me or allow me to move to that next level? Because remember what I said, time isn't waiting. So since time isn't waiting, what am I allowing to steal my time? Question, what am I allowing? Who am I allowing? What situation am I allowing to steal the limited amount of time that I have on this planet? Because none of us are going to get all of this planet alive. The gentleman who invented this phone, he's not here anymore. He was a billionaire. So it can't be the money. The money isn't going to allow us to stay on this planet. What's going to allow us to stay on this planet is us understanding that we're not going to be on this planet for long. So what impact will we have on this planet? What will we leave to the people who love us, to the people who were around us, to where they say, man, because he said this, because she said this, this changed my life. This helped me to understand that I could make it. This helped me understand that I could do it. What's the relationship that you have with people who you love? Because remember, I said people gave you different information, which was their information, but it was designed to help you. But that's all the information they had. What if you were the one? Because I believe all of us are the one. I believe we're the one in our family who can change everything that happens based on the information that we learn, based on the information that we're willing to study, based on the information that we're willing, the discipline that we're willing to have in order to say, you know what? I'm going to break this curse. I'm going to break this thing that has ran rampant in my family for years. I'm going to be the one that goes to college. I'm going to be the one that starts a business. I'm going to be the one that stays in a successful relationship. I'm going to be the one because I know there's going to be people that come after me, my kids, their kids. I know it's going to be people who come after me who, when I leave the impact, the relationship that I had on them helps them to get to the next level. What if we focused on that? See, when I talk about power over things that once had power over us due to the relationships that we have with people, situations, and things, I mean that. And the reason why I mean that so much is because I remember it was 7 years ago to this day, 7 years ago, where I called my father. I called my, because many of you know my story, and those of you who don't, let me share a little bit. I grew up in a single parent household, my mother and I. My mother moved from Cleveland to California when I was 11 years old because she wanted to have a better life for me. She knew there were some things going on in my family dynamics that she didn't want me to be a part of. Drugs, alcohol, selling of drugs, doing all of those different things. She wanted a different life for me. So she moved out to California and then she sent for me 6 months later. So I think about that right there. And I think about how she tells me the story about her. Everyone else was nervous for her, but they knew what she had to do. The person who didn't want her to do it was my father. But my father wasn't in my life. But he still wanted me to be there just in case, I guess. But my mother made a decision that she felt was going to be the best decision for me. So fast forward, we would talk occasionally, me and my father, but not much. But 7 years ago, I called him on the phone and I said, "Hey, I just want to tell you that I'm sorry." And he said, "Sorry? Why are you calling me saying you sorry?" I said, "Because I'm sorry, because for years I hated you. For years, I was so angry with you. I was angry because you weren't there and I would see other people and they would have their fun and you weren't there. And you would tell me you was going to do things and you wouldn't do things. So for years, I hated you. I didn't want anything to do with you. But from this day forward, 7 years ago, from this day forward, I don't hate you anymore. From this day forward, I want to have a relationship with you. And I want you, if you choose to have a relationship with your grandkids. Because I want them to have a different experience than I had with you. So from this day forward, I don't hate you. I release all of that. So if you want to have a relationship, I'm fine." And so when I got off the phone with him, right as I was getting off the phone with him, I said, "So I love you." And he said, "Well, I love you too." And I said, "And I hope to talk to you again soon." Now, fast forward a little bit. I've spoken to him probably a handful of times, but the majority of when I do talk to him, speak with him, I call him because I know we're getting older and time waits for no one. And I don't want him to feel that I have any type of, because I released it that day. I released it. I released the hate. I released the anger. I released everything that day. So fast forward 2 weeks later, I can't make this up. This is why relationships are so powerful. 2 weeks later, I'm driving down the street, and whenever I'm not traveling, speaking, training, doing workshops, I'm always taking my kids to school. So I'm taking my kids to school. I drop them off. We say our prayer, give them a kiss. They leave, go into their school. And I'm driving down the street and I stop at a stoplight. And I said, "Oh my goodness, my dad is a genius. My dad is a freaking genius." And some of you may be wondering, how is he a genius? Here's how. Like I said, I just dropped my kids off. I've been at every soccer game, football game, recital, cheerleading, everything that my kids have had. And I believe a large part of it is based on, I don't want them and I didn't want them to experience what I experienced with my father not being there. So I made sure I was there. I made sure I was present. I made sure that I was in their life at every part of their life. So when I said he's a genius, I started thinking about those things. And I told you at that moment, 2 weeks before, I was done. I was good. But then I really was healed because I knew it was never happening to me. It was happening for me. I didn't understand it at the time. And that's why I'm trying to be more aware. That's what this I'm trying to be more aware so I can say, man, the failure that I had, the different things that I've been through, I'm aware of what happened and what needs to happen for me to go to the next level. So now I'm going to take hold of it and utilize the discipline that I have to make it happen. See, he's a genius because of what he didn't do that I made sure that I did. So I took the power away from that thing that had power over me for years. It had power over me for years. And some of you who are listening to this podcast, you may have something that's had power over you for years. And all I want you to understand is, listen, when you finally say no more, I want more. And so I have to release this thing so I can heal. And I know it's hard. Like I said, I'm not trying to demean anything that anyone has went through, but that's what has to happen. Every successful person, because remember, success leaves clues. Success leaves clues. Oprah talks about it. She talks about all the different things that she experienced in order to become Oprah. Michael Jordan experienced. He talked about not making a basketball team, all the things he had to deal with, and then become Michael Jordan. LeBron, single parent household, talked about sleeping on his friend's couch. All of these different things that him and his mom had to go through to be LeBron. Steve Jobs was the founder of Apple and got kicked out of his own company, had to go through these different things to become the Steve Jobs we see now. The story goes on and on and on about people who failed their way to success. But it wasn't until they took the power from that thing that had power over them to prevent them, it attempted to prevent them from living the life that they deserve. So what's the relationship that you have with the thing that you know you have to heal from? So it's one thing to have relationships with people. That's important. But the most important relationship that you'll have is the relationship with self. And when we become bold enough, courageous enough to start healing, because we are courageous enough to take the power from it by saying, you know what? No, it stops now. I said 7 years ago, it stops now. I didn't know that day I was going to call him, but it hit me and I said, I got to stop this. I have to heal that 7-year-old inside of me who is still searching, who is still yearning, who is still upset, because we all have that 7-year-old inside of us. That's who needs to be healed. That's who needs to be protected. That's who needs to understand that, hey, we're on a journey and we're on this together. And as we're going through this together, we're going to go through some bumps in the road, but I got you. I got you. And then that 7-year-old can say, okay, all right, I'm with you. That's why relationships are so important. That's why words that we speak are so important. That's why the things that we think about are so important. So the foundation is the relationship that you have with others, that you have with people, situations, and things, but more importantly, that you have with self, because a lot of times we try to pour into others with an empty cup. It's difficult to pour into others when our cup is empty. So we have to be willing to make sure that we're full. And as we're full, then we can pour. Relationships, words, and thoughts. That's the foundation. That's the foundation that this podcast is going to be built on, that it is built on. Because once again, success not only leaves clues, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you, but failure is part of the process. The only people who don't fail are people who stay on the sidelines and never want to get into the game. But that's not us. We want to get into the game. And the reason why we want to get into the game is because life is a game. And it's waiting for willing participants who know that they deserve more than just sitting on the sideline watching other people live their dreams. I refuse to allow other people, and I see other people doing things that I know are available to me, that I know are available to you. We just have to do what we were purposed to do. Remember I told you in the last episode, I don't know how the curtain look and all that, but it's not about that anymore. It's about me understanding that because of my experiences, I've had different situations that I know, different things that I've learned that I know can help other people. And I'm tired of just going to these different conferences and speaking at the, and not being able to share this to the world. And I know this is the easiest way to do it. So I can't wait for the next episode. I can't wait for our guests to start coming in and coming on, because I want them to be able to show you that it's not just me talking about it. I just listed off some successful people to you. I just listed off Oprah, Steve Jobs. I just listed off LeBron. I just listed off successful people. So, and I told you that they had something they went through. So we all going through something. It's what are we going to say and what are we going to do with the purpose and the gift that we've been given. See, that's all up to us. So I want to thank you once again for tuning in. And I want to encourage you to share this with other people. And like I said, the podcast will continue to get better. Trust me, that's how my life has been. But I want to continue to bring on more and more guests on the show as well. So I need you to like, I need you to subscribe, I need you to start talking about this podcast. All right? Because once again, this is the Purpose Lab, where I'm on a mission to interview the world's most successful failures, people who failed their way to success because they understood that it was never happening to them, it was happening for them. So make sure you subscribe to this channel and subscribe to the podcast. It'll be available on Apple, on Spotify, and all where you can see, and YouTube. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel because we're trying to grow that as well. All right, see you on the next episode. Talk to you later. Peace.